I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. He was called Zigzag for a reason. As a politician, Zell Miller has always been flexible, so it shouldn't have been a surprise to see the lifelong Democrat address the Republican National Convention on this date in 2004. The man who served Georgians as mayor, state senator, lieutenant governor, and U.S. senator was born in Young Harris in 1932. He always credited his success to the independence he learned from his widowed mother, Bertie, and the discipline taught by the U.S. Marine Corps. Miller was teaching at Young Harris College when he entered politics, and he never looked back. He served 16 years as lieutenant governor before his election as governor in 1990. The Hope Scholarship was his greatest achievement. Miller endorsed Bill Clinton at the 1992 Democratic Convention and seemed a solid Democrat when he was appointed to the Senate following Republican Paul Coverdale's death. But Senator Miller staunchly supported President George W. Bush's policies, and the lifelong Democrat asserted the independence he had learned from his mother when he endorsed the Republican president's re-election on September 1st, 2004, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.